Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, welcome back to the Good Day program. I could say, well, I could say, so, I could say, gee, I could say, oh, here we go again, another hour. All right, Jay Kirshner is here to throw this with her mind and her mouth, and that could be taken any number of ways. Take it the right way, please. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm here to thrill you with my mouth and my mind as well. Hooray!
Throwing a golly gee whiz.
And, yes, please, and a vibrancy, if you will. There's a lot of talk about regenerative farming. There's a lot of talk about regenerative futures. How do we make the future better? How do we do things that will protect the earth? I suppose maybe because tomorrow is Earth Day, right? And there are lots of ways to celebrate, acknowledge, get involved. The 22nd of April, which is tomorrow because today's 21st, are you going to honor Earth Day? That's my question here. Are you going to learn more about the planet? Are you going to contribute to its health and well-being? Are you going to involve yourself in activities that are solution-oriented? And I guess to a point, that depends on whether you think there are things that need to be solved. Are there problems? Yeah, there are problems. Are there things that will mean tomorrow maybe the end? Nah, not that you can really control one way or another. But if you want to get outside and do something, here's an Earth Day deal. If you have children or grandchildren, maybe you can make a bird feeder for your yard. You got a yard, right? Because birds are probably the oldest thing, along with alligators and sharks, that are still part of our planet.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make a bird feeder, it's kind of a good way to feed the birds.
Yeah.
And bring nature into your yard, right? Birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above, da-da-da-da-da-da.
They're always so pretty to look at. And I think, what's the one for the squirrels? I don't think there's many pine cones around right now, but typically you can get pine cones and you put peanut butter and then seeds around them and you hang them from trees.
Yeah.
The squirrels can get to them.
You hang the squirrels from the trees or you hang the stuff?
The pine cones with the peanut butter and the seeds.
Okay, yep, got that. So there's the bird feeder. Then there's a garden of any size, shape, or form. We're actually doing gardens on the farm today and in the new development. We're going to build some beds. And if you have a green thumb, that's a good thing to do. You don't have to do something that's outside. A lot of people start their gardens inside. They start them in late February, early March. They grow their little seedlings, and then they, by this time, can plant them outside, not worried about frost. So build something or show somebody. I bought my grandson, as a matter of fact, I gave it as a gift a few years ago to a lot of people, the Let Us Grow Tower. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those, or I've talked to you about it, Jay.
Yeah. Zoe Deschanel was a part of developing those.
Yep, and her husband's still running the company.
No, they were cool. It's hers.
Oh, it's hers? I thought it was his. He told me it was his.
her ex-husband with Modest Mouse? Wait, is that the peanut man she was with?
No. She was with somebody else, but I'm now trying to remember his name. I can't. But I talked to him any number of times because I told him I'd help them on the air because I thought it was a great idea. And then I gave a bunch of them to friends and family. And so it's still something that every time I go to my daughter's house, you can walk up the stairs and hear the water flushing around through the inside of basically this tower of garden.
It seems so amazing. And I am somebody that does not have a green thumb. I really wish I did. But those lettuce grow towers seem like anybody could.
Oh, yeah. Yep, exactly. And so anyway, the other things you can do if you're into composting. I have a big compost on my farm, and amazing how many people are saving their food scraps, and they go into the compost along with manure from the chickens and the cows and the goats and the horses and the leaves that come. Anything that's organic is good. Using, a lot of people are reusing water bottles also. These are the ideas for Earth Day. Throw a couple of them out there. Usable grocery bags. A lot of people, I don't like the reusable ones, mostly because I use rather than use plastic as a liner for my waste basket, say it again, Doug, waste baskets, I use the paper from the bags that come from the store. So, anyway, I don't like plastic anything in the house. Don't like plastic bottles, don't like plastic straws, don't like plastic Ziplocs. So, that's the thing I do. There are a lot of people who will volunteer. The Framingham Common tomorrow will have about 140 different exhibitors asking most of them for volunteers to help do this, that, or the other thing. But if you don't want to even do that, how about just look around your home and be careful about the amount of water that you do. Yeah, do you flush every time you go to the toilet?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a hard yes.
There you go. Okay. That's just something to think about anyway. The bulbs that you use, there are some that are eco-friendly and some that aren't. I just bought a whole bunch of LED lights for the barns at the farm because I have for a long time had so many bulbs around and bought over the years I wanted to use them up. But the LEDs, then if you got old stuff, that most people won't buy them anyway, some of the old light bulbs and things like that. And the recycling stuff, I think, being redundant now. Oh, junk mail. That's something. How much junk mail do you get? You can stop the junk mail by putting something. I think there's a card that you, because people in big companies, they keep sending you all this stuff, these newspapers. I throw that stuff right into the bin. Go ahead.
Yeah, and half the time it's not even to you. It's to residents with the address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go to the farmer's market. You can, be careful about what you eat. And so those are, anyway, some ideas that I thought would be handy as we figure out what's going on today. The 21st of April, Earth Day is tomorrow. Speaking of the Earth and what's in it or what isn't in it, the SpaceX Starship rocket that launched yesterday didn't quite do what they had hoped it would do. Didn't get even into orbit because it blew up.
Well, I think it was still successful because it
got off the ground.
Yeah, and went up and it did the rotations it was supposed to do. And I think this was the first of so many that they already planned because they're trying to figure out what will work.
Yeah.
So even though it didn't quite go as planned, I think they were still proud of it.
Well,
successful.
To a point, it was successful. It's a good thing. This is supposed to be a rocket that carries people to the moon and beyond. But it's the first time it went up. So there are going to be these problems. And the only way you can really figure it out is if you go for it, as you're suggesting. Cost the billions of dollars that went into building it are supposed to be a contributory way to get to the contract from NASA to use this SpaceX Starship as a crewed lunar lander next year, 2024. It's part of the NASA Artemis Moon Program. See, what's the matter with my mouth today? There. Astronauts will go to the lunar surface from the rocket and the capsule, and then they will use that as a base to go off into Mars. Elon Musk is a big fan of going to Mars. Matter of fact, he said more than once that probably the only way we can save the human race is to get out of here and move to Mars.
Well, because even if everything with climate and stuff if that doesn't happen with Earth, the sun is still going to expand, and it expands before it burns out or blows up or anything, and then it's just going to fry Earth.
But they're not going to be. Yeah, but that's millions of years away.
Right, but for the future of humans, that's why he's saying that the species should be a multi-planet type of species.
Well, who's to say it isn't already? I maintain that we've come from. Yep, I think we've come from other places. In my mind, it's the only way that explains how there are yellow people and white people and black people. I'm not into some of the discussions that you hear from time to time about what the origins of mankind, the origins of the species are. Speaking of Mars, The Mars rover camera has spotted a bizarre bone-like structure up on the planet, obviously. Photographs that came from NASA, go to the NASA website, appear to show this strange protrusion from rocks. The observations taken, I'd like the if you watch The Martian, that movie, they refer to the days as Sols. So this appeared on Sol 3786. The camera, there are a couple of different cameras, actually. They got a shot of this rock. Guesses are plenty. Images range from fish bone fossils to creatures that look like dragons. Some people say the Martian winds probably eroded the rocks over a long period of time. One person reported that they never saw anything like this, even after looking into the Mars images since the Sojourner mission that took place in 97. So anyway, there's lots of different people who are excited about what it is. Is it a fish or not a fish? Is it whatever it is? It's something that people think leads us to believe that we can find life or figure out how to live on the surface of Mars. Well, that's been going on. That thinking has been going on for a long time. So, at any rate, this thing could be billions of years old as well. And it's fun to speculate a little bit. I suppose maybe it's refreshing even to think about this sort of thing as possibility. Hubble has seen also this week a possible runaway black hole. Did you see that, Jay? A trail of stars that are being sucked into the black hole. Big, massive black hole, three times the diameter of our whole galaxy, speeding through the universe, just like everything else is speeding through the universe. When you drive your car down the highway, you think you're going fast if you're going 70 miles an hour. Well, I give it. you're moving at 17,000 miles an hour, moving around the sun, and who knows how fast we're moving as we go through the galaxy, and how fast the galaxy is moving through the universe. Woohoo! Think about that as you have your Cheerios. 18 past the hour.
Progressive covers pets in a auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protection. There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimony.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Our focus in this hour on social media is actually a focus on the impact of TikTok and what happens if there's a ban. Here is the China. This is these guys, man, they're a piece of work. So TikTok, the owners of TikTok say that you can't ban us because in America you have this First Amendment thing called freedom of speech. So if you take us to court, we're going to win because of the First Amendment. And this company, the Chinese company ByteDance, which owns TikTok, has lots of money. They're going to hire an army of lawyers, they've already said that, to fight this. The government will lose. How do you like that? Here's the Chinese government that controls TikTok, and there's a number of other things. Well, remember when the Chinese telecommunications company Huawei was suspected of being a puppet of the government? And so Huawei, the hardware in the telephone, impacted a lot of telecom firms in the way that it had implications, but it was in the software, it wasn't the actual content. So now we've got content. So what's Washington to do? Well, we'll talk about that after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
All right, so what do we do here? Washington's trying to figure out now that they have figured out that TikTok is a problem. Now, how do we get rid of them? It's an obstacle course, says Congressman Mike Gallagher, who's chairman of the House Select Committee on China. He says every day that passes is a day that we have not taken action on this issue, and TikTok is just waiting out the clock. And, of course, TikTok's not saying anything because they don't want to put their cards on the table. We talk too much. They don't talk at all.
Well, and here's the thing, too, with TikTok, because take away who their owners are. The software they use that extracts data is the same, if not somewhat a little bit less than what Facebook uses. Facebook and Meta, they take a lot of user engagement and information, a lot of data. Google uses relatively the same software that is being called quote unquote spyware.
Well, it is because of how it's used. Who knows? You know, Zuckerberg is no friend of the American public. He's a greedy SOB. Mm-hmm. But he's our greedy SOB, not the Chinese government's SOB.
But is it a matter of time before Facebook faces the same fate? And I don't mean to use face so many times, but know what I mean?
No, I don't think so, because the American company, and they're not the communists. And so it's the communists, what they do with it. China's trying to do its best to destroy or take over world domination, whatever you want to call it. And as much as Zuckerberg might like to, in his own egomaniacal way, be the person that controls the world. He may control the thought process in the world, or certainly does with lots of people. That's food for thought in and of itself. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it, other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an intention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something is wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem, so your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppyhood. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Those seeking to become the president of the USA continues to grow. Former GOP gubernatorial candidate Larry Elder on Fox News tells the outlet why he's running with yesterday's announcement.
I'm announcing that I'm running for the presidency of the United States on your program because I want secure borders, because I want us to be energy independent instead of energy dependent, because I know that our urban schools are a disaster. I feel I have a moral, a religious, and a patriotic duty to give back to a country that's been so good to my family and to me, and that is why I'm doing this.
Yesterday, NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg declared that Ukraine's rightful place is in NATO while speaking in Kyiv. NATO leaders back in 2008 said Ukraine would join the alliance one day. Today is officially National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day. French, American, or English, doesn't matter. They're all glamorous. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
What the heck is going on? 34 after the hour. Friday, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, the talk radio countdown show. Just talking about some of the things that you'll hear us discussing, both in the talk radio review and also the actual countdown with Michael Harrison, focusing. I'm not going to tell you where they are on the list because you've got to listen to the program to hear that. But there's a lot of stuff, a lot of legal things on the board this week, and that sort of brings me around to thinking about what we were just talking about a few minutes ago, the TikTok thing, and how they've figured out apparently that they can use the First Amendment to survive. Isn't it amazing? It really is. Think about it. Here's the Chinese Communist government trying to do whatever they can to stick it up our keister, and they can use us against us. Pretty amazing.
It will be interesting to see how it all officially plays out.
Yeah, it sure will be. Yep. Okay, hello to the parents of in the audience, I think probably what, at least half, maybe more than that, are parents, people that are here. Think about yourself as being a parent of our Earth, because it's Earth Day weekend. I'm not one who is a climate change freak. I think that there are things going on, but I just think the responsibility, just responsible, if you're a mom or a dad, to teach your children about how things operate and how you can make sure that what exists 30, 40 years from now is as good, if not better, than what exists today. And that's your role. That's the parental role. There are a lot of roles in being a parent that have changed, a lot of transitions over the years for sure. And I think some of that stuff is teaching your children about being an independent thinker. And even if you, as they go off on their own, you feel like an empty nester when you feel, Mac's not leaving yet, Jay, it's okay.
Like the teaching, not just how to think and critical thinking, but kindness and helping them decide, helping them figure out morals and values.
Yeah.
And then growing up to decide for themselves what is important to them. What's, what are those foundational, fundamentals?
Yep, for sure. All right, so there was a really serious tornado in Oklahoma yesterday. Three people are dead. The significant damage to McLean County and to that part of Oklahoma, the town of Goldsby, was pretty much wiped out. And there's a college campus there that was damaged as well. The governor's confirmed these deaths, and so here we have one more time looking at Mother Nature and what Mother Nature is all about. People say, oh, Mother Nature is angry because we're ruining the planet. Well, Mother Nature, there are things. Remember yesterday I was talking about perfection and how everything turns out to have some purpose in life. Sometimes you can't figure it out, but it does have a purpose. There were 8 tornadoes this past week in Oklahoma alone. So this is twister time, we know that, and so you just have to, if you're down in that neck of the woods, there is what do you do except be aware? That's it. Just, you have to be aware. And so the crews are, everybody's accounted for apparently now, but the crews are starting to work on the cleanup, which in a manner of speaking, this is one of the ancillary effects of these sorts of storms.
Mm-hmm.
The building crews have a bonanza, because there aren't enough of them to go around to rebuild homes, right? Contractors, you got to have plumbers and electricians and framers and all that stuff. And, and oftentimes what happens, too, is the gas and the water, the services, the utilities get wiped out, and that takes a while to get fixed back up. So it's no light job. There's no getting around it. Tough stuff. So here's also a weather deal, but this particular lightning strike produced a new phosphorus mineral that has never, ever been seen before on our planet.
Isn't that so cool?
How about that? This is something that you can find on meteorites that make it through the atmosphere and they land here. I guess they found this when they sent, there was some NASA project that sent a spaceship out, landed on an asteroid, remember? And scooped up some of the dirt, and then they got it back again? I remember talking to the pilot of that effort a number of years ago. Pretty cool. Anyway, so this was found on the lightning hit a tree in Newport Richey down in Florida, and the scientists analyzing it, they're called figurites, I think. Is that how you pronounce that? The discharge that comes from the lightning through the rock or whatever, it melts whatever's in there, because the electricity that comes out of a lightning strike is like 900 jillion million volts. And so remember the conversation about 110 and 220 we had a couple of weeks ago? The voltage?
Yes. The outlets, because apparently people call outlets, name them by their voltages, and use the numbers instead of just saying an outlet like a normal human being.
Yes, right. Anyway, you think about the 220 that seems powerful enough to kill you. Imagine what happens when a lightning, that's why trees that are hit by lightning get cut in half, because there's that much energy in them. So anyway, this is a phosphite. It'll be good because phosphorus is very good for the plant. It's great for growing things, minerals in general in the soil. I just bought a whole bunch of minerals. And a lot of times we want to put fertilizer. I mix a lot of things in my compost pile and spread that on the fields. But I found this a couple of different minerals that are great for adding to the soil. You do a soil test and you come up with things that, you know, everybody's, the soil's not the same everywhere. And it gets depleted also by the way we use it in some circumstances. And so here's a way that we have just found to add more to the soil. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you know that lightning strikes can do powerful things. And we see what happens when lightning strikes sand and it creates that kind of beautiful glass.
Yeah, glass.
Roots effect. Yeah. But then when you see that it creates this, these chemical, it can create chemical reactions in rocks that totally develop new material. That's just astounding.
That's cool. Yep, it is. We were talking about space and what happened to the ship that took off yesterday. When looking into all of these things, here I am. I'm dangerous because I look around the NASA website to see what's going on. I'm kind of a geek that way. I find it fascinating what we can do with those tools that have been developed by the folks that work for and in NASA. So we've had all these rainstorms this spring, especially on the West Coast, the deserts of Arizona, deserts of California. And now NASA has sent back pictures, or is publishing pictures, of these super blooms that are emerging all across that southwestern part of the country. They're so large, they're so colorful, they can be seen from space. LA Times today has a story that basically helps people understand what we are doing, what this phenomenon is all about, and how it is in different states around the country, but mostly in California. You can see these blooms. Yeah, you can go visit the parks that they have in California, but you also look from outer space. Telescopes and stuff that are seeing these things. It's pretty fulfilling. When you look at this sort of thing, I'm back to Earth Day again, and the things that we grow, how fulfilling it is to see what can be grown. And I think there's a spiritual commodity there. If you're looking to calm yourself down, think about spring and what grows and the beauty of the fact that things just grow. Seeds come from plants. But obviously they germinate and then they grow, but they do much better, obviously, if there's rain, if there's water. So it's cool. Very cool. The status of AM radio. I've been yammering on about this now for a month or so? I guess maybe a month, Jay? Two months?
Yeah.
Since Ford announced, or some other electric car manufacturers have announced that they're going to take AM radio out of their cars.
Yeah, I feel like we've been talking about this since last year, back when it was only an electric vehicle battery situation, and then it kept coming out that more and more people were doing this, or more and more companies were doing this. Now it's going to be fueled engine ones, not just electric vehicles. And
right.
Yeah, I feel we've been talking about this for a long time, and it's just more and more. And do you remember a lot of people, I think we had a couple comments of people saying to us, like, settle down. It's not that bad. Guess what it is? Now there's more information coming out.
Yeah, right. So as a project of the Good Day program and other radio programs that are heard mainly on AM radio stations around the country, the National Association of Broadcasters has put together some sort of public service spots, I guess we'd call it that, public service commercials, and you'll hear many of them on this program from time to time, and here is an example of one of those commercials.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
And I'm happy to air those as often as possible to make sure that people are doing what they understanding what this is all about, especially rural America, where most of the markets are dominated by AM radio stations. So more than food for thought, action is required, if you will. The sexiest woman alive, world's sexiest woman, is Jay Kirshner.
No.
Oh, I'm wrong about that? Ashley Graham, apparently, is number one on the list of the world's sexiest women, according to Maxim magazine, anyway.
Yeah, definitely in the eye of the beholder. I like her. I think she's great. But
I do, too. She's got an overbite, though, and people tease me all the time.
She doesn't have an overbite. She has big teeth.
Big teeth, okay.
They don't stick out or anything.
But she is sexy.
She's fantastic.
She has a couple of, children now? She has a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And, but her... Yeah, I guess I'm driven by the conversation we had yesterday about the naked cruises.
Oh, the nude cruise. Uh-huh.
Right, exactly. Would you like to see Ashley Graham on a nude cruise? And, yeah, I think I would.
I like her because, well, for many reasons, but one story sticks out when she, a paparazzi took a bunch of shots of this, but she was in a drugstore and her baby had an extremely dirty diaper and she needed to change it and they would not let her use the bathroom. To change the baby. So she changed her baby's diaper in the middle of one of the aisles and was like, hey, this has to happen.
Uh-huh.
So if you're not going to let me use the bathroom, guess what? I'm changing it in the cosmetics aisle then.
All right, there you go.
Good for her.
Does she have some kind of cosmetic line? I don't know that much.
Oh, you know what? I don't know if she does or not.
Yeah. All right, so there it is. Ashley Graham is the number one, the world's sexiest woman. And I think it is about time. I never have understood why people are turned on by these skinny waifs that don't have any figure. Women and men are supposed to have a figure, right?
To each their own.
Well, that's my own. 48 after, this is good day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Time at 53 after the hour for our daily food, farm, and family report. And today, Jay Kirshner and I and you can celebrate National Tea Day. I'm going to reach over and have a little sip of my...
Tea is delicious.
Tea.
It is so good.
La-da-da-da-da-da. Yep. Good and good for you. The first time it was National Tea Day was back in 2016. It's Queen Elizabeth's birthday, and that's why they did that, because of the English liking tea. But it actually goes back to China. One of the good things from ancient China, we have them to thank for tea. It was actually a Portuguese woman, though, named Catherine de Braganza, who popularized the beverage in England back in the 1600s. This lady was married to King Charles II. And her dowry included a lot of crates of tea leaves. You know, they gave dowries her father was happy to get rid of her and have her marry King Charles. So here, take this with my daughter. That's how dowries work. At any rate, the royal court adopted the tea drinking process. All the aristocrats with their fingers, little pinky fingers up in the air, drinking their tea. And now the world is inspired to drink more tea. Because it's good for you. It actually is. All kinds of benefits come out of tea. So you look back on the forms, all the different kinds of... I look downstairs in my cabinet, all the different kinds of black tea and green tea and red tea.
Yeah, fruitier, herbal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Some people like to just take it as is. Some people add sugar or honey, a little bit of lemon maybe.
Yeah, right. British tea, American tea, Chinese tea. It's tea day. Hooray for the teas. And the X's and the Y's and the Z's. Da, 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 da. Okay. Let's see what we have for problems today in the Food, Farm, and Family Department. Lipari Foods issuing a recall on a lot of their branded ground cumin tubes. Now, curcumin and cumin, I'm wondering what the relationship is, because I've not heard it referred to before as cumin. Although this stuff that they are worried about is full of organisms like listeria and salmonella and that sort of thing, causes diarrhea, fever. And so the products have been distributed in stores all around the country: Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Missouri, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin. And it's distributed by Lipari Foods, L-I-P-A-R-I. So if you have this product, anything from them, bring it back to the store and get your money back and get a return fee, if you will, as well. I love some of these outfits. They say, well, we're going to charge you 10% for a restocking fee. Okay, then because you have something that I can't use, I want my 10% for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had to pay gas.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, Mickey D's this week announcing a new flavor. This was shared on TikTok, so bad for them.
Oh, yeah. No, this isn't a new flavor. This is something that they've always been doing, which apparently has been a quote-unquote well-known thing that
really?
A lot of people really did not know. Yeah, the company from where they get their French fries uses a beef flavoring in the oil that they originally fry the fries in. So if you are a vegan or vegetarian and you have been eating McDonald's fries, well, guess what?
Uh-oh. All right. Well, listen, stay away from the fries. There are a lot of reasons to stay away from the fries. One of them isn't that they don't taste good. I've had some McDonald's fries. I thought they taste pretty good, frankly. Here's a video that shows a pizza delivery driver tripping a suspect. And this is at the end of a high-speed chase. I thought this was kind of interesting. This is one pizza delivery driver who's got a story to tell in Delaware. While on a delivery, Tyler Morrell with Coco's Pizza helped police to put a stop to a high-speed chase. And the best part is his act was caught on video. Of course, everybody's got video. Come on. So this car is doing 75 miles an hour, and he lost control of the car, and he was going to run away. And this guy, who thought he was on a normal pizza delivery, ended up planting this guy in the middle of the the street or the lawn. I can't quite figure out.
He held on, in the lawn because the getaway person gets off on foot. The delivery driver never dropped the pizza. He held on to that thing. He still made his delivery.
Hooray for the pizza boy! I may get his $3 tip. Isn't that what Domino's does? It gives you $3 back when you go get your own pizza? So this guy deserves a tip of more than $3 especially. But that's it. Food, Farm, and Family. Check it out, foodfarmandfamily.com. 59 after the hour.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.